With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. An emotional Tanya Gersh testified for more than an hour in federal court in Missoula today in her lawsuit against neo-Nazi website publisher Andrew Anglin. Eric Whitney reports.
Gersh is the Whitefish realtor who was targeted by Anglin, who told readers of his website, The Daily Stormer, to unleash a, quote, troll storm against her, her family, and the small local Jewish community. It came after Gersh had a conversation with the mother of white supremacist leader Richard Spencer, who lives in Whitefish. Gersh, her husband, and 12-year-old son received hundreds of threatening phone calls, texts, emails, and social media messages, including a voicemail that was just the sound of gunshots. Gersh recounted that at a press conference after Thursday's hearing.
I was frightened to the point that we couldn't think straight. We talked about waking our children in the middle of the night to run from Nazis.
Gersh's husband, Judah Gersh, testified that the family did flee town in fear the weekend in 2017 that Anglin encouraged a, quote, troll army to hold an armed march in Whitefish. The march never happened. Lawyers for the Southern Poverty Law Center representing the Gershes asked Judge Jeremiah Lynch for a total of $4.7 million in damages for lost income and past and future pain and suffering. Tanya Gersh's counselor testified that she still suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. Her attorney also asked the judge for punitive damages against Anglin at the judge's discretion. At the press conference, Tanya Gersh said the harassment changed her as a person, but she's determined to get back to the positive, happy person she used to be.
I refuse to let these haters define the rest of my life.
About 15 people attended the hearing. As expected, Anglin did not appear in court. That means a judgment by default will be entered against him in this civil suit. Anglin has previously said he's outside the United States and cannot return for fear of his personal safety. Judge Jeremiah Lynch did not indicate when he'll issue a ruling. Late in the hearing, he called the events Gersh described as an atrocity. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.